Good morning. This is Bill Reed at the National Hurricane Center with a 9 a.m. update on what is now Tropical Storm Irene. The center of Irene is passing right over New York City as we speak. The U.S. Air Force hurricane hunters were able to fly into the system all the way into New York Harbor, a truly fascinating aspect of it. On the serious side, we're at a high tide in there. We're seeing coastal flooding now in the New York metropolitan area in the low spots. And, of course, along Long Island, the big, large battering waves are coming ashore all the way up into southern New England. Even though Irene is downgraded to a tropical storm, we're maintaining hurricane warnings until the waters subside for the southern coast of New England and Long Island for the high wave action and the storm surge that we're getting there. As it moves inland in western New England, we're going to continue to get the very heavy rain along with the strong tropical storm force winds. So power outages, flash flooding, and river flooding are all the big events that will be going on as Irene continues to move inland across New England today. Again, this is Bill Reed reporting from the National Hurricane Center on Tropical Storm Irene.